So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf mentioned the machlekes, the Tanakhama holds, Chadash ain't in the Heges Elba Aretz. The Isser Chadash applies only in Eretz Yisrael, but not in Chutz Laretz, because it is Chavis Karka, an obligation of the ground. While Rabbi Yeza holds, Afa Chadash na Heges Bein Ba Aretz Bein Ba Chutz Laretz. Chadash applies even in Chutz Laretz, because the Pasuk of Chadash specifies the words Bia and Moishev in Kisavayo La Aretz Asher Ani Noisin Lechem Begoymer, and Melechem Mekali Vecharma Leisichla Ad Etzamayim Mezeh Begoymer, Chugatz Eilm Lederi Seichem Bechol Moishvei Seichem, and Biyu Moishev Bechol Mokim Sh'atim Yeshvim. Where the Pasuk mentions both Biyah and Moishev, it teaches that the mitzvah applies everywhere, even the Chutz Laretz. While the Tanakhama holds, Biyu Moishev La'acha Yerushev Yeshiva Mashma. The words Biyah and Moishev teach that the Yisra Chadash began only after the 14 years that it took for Klal Yisrael to conquer and settle Eretz Yisrael. In light of this machlokes, the Gemara proceeds to explain the Pasuk in Sefer Yeshua, describing some of the events of when the Yidden entered Eretz Yisrael. They only began to eat from the new crops on the day after Pesach. According to Rabbi Yezer, Mimachras HaPesach Achol Meikar Loi Achol. They were not permitted to eat Chadash before Tezai Nisan because the Isra Chadash began as soon as they entered Eretz Yisrael. According to the Tanakhama, Nechul Altar, they were permitted to eat Chadash even before Tezai Nisan because the Isra Chadash would only begin after Yerusha V'Yeshiva. However, they did not eat Chadash because Lohabit Tzrichi. They did not need it since they still had man, as we see from the apparent contradiction in the following pasuk. Uvnei Yisrael achlu saman arbaim shana, ad boim al eretz neishabas. Esaman achlu, ad boim al kitzei eretz kanan. The pasuk begins that they ate man for 40 years until they were already in Eretz Yisrael. But the pasuk concludes that they ate man only until they arrived at the border of Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, we must reconcile the pasuk as follows. B'shiva be'adr meis moisha, u'pasuk man milerit, v'imistapkin mimansha b'chleim ad shisha asa b'nisan. The month ceased to fall on Zion Adar when Moshe Rabbeinu passed away. However, the supply of man sustained them until Tez Zion Nisan. And the Brisa also explains that they ate man for a full 40 years even though the man began to fall on Tez Zion Iyar and their supply ran out on Tez Zion Nisan. However, u'goy shiritziu mimitzrayim tamu behem tam man. The matzah that they took out of Mitzrayim on Tez Vav Nisan tasted like the man. The Gemara elaborates on Minayin Shebeshiva Ba'adu Meis Moshe. We can learn it from the following Pesukim. The Torah in Parashas Bezeis HaBrocha tells us, U'bayivka b'nei Yisrael as Moshe Ba'arves Mayav, Shleishim Yayim. Klal Yisrael observed 30 days of mourning for Moshe Rabbeinu. And then says in Sefer Yeshua, Ki b'oy Shleishas Yom Tavros HaYarden. They crossed the river 3 days later, as described later in Sefer Yeshua. Vo'am Olu Min HaYarden Ba'astu L'chay D'Sharishin. They arrived in Eretz Yisrael on the 10th day of Nisan. Seimhen, Shleishim v'Shleisha Yom L'mafreya, Ha'lamadu Toshe v'Shiva Ba'adar Meis Moshe. If you go back 33 days, you'll get to Zion Adar, as Rashi explains. 10 days of Nisan and 23 days of Adar, from Zion to Chavtes Adar. The Gemara continues, U'menayin Shebeshiva Ba'adar Noyled Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu was also born on Zion Adar. Shenema v'yem alim ben mei v'esm shana anoichi hayoyim. Hashem completes the years of the righteous people to the very month and day that they were born. The Gemara cites a brisa. Reb Shimon ben Yochai says, "Shalish mitzvahs nitzdavu Yisrael bechnisas la'aretz, v'nehagnis bein ba'aretz bein mechutz la'aretz." Klai Yisrael received the three mitzvahs of Chadash, Klayim, va'arla upon their entry to Eretz Yisrael. Nevertheless, Midiraisa, they all apply even the Chutz Laretz. Chadash, because he holds Biyu Meishab, B'chamakim Shatim Yeshvim, and Kalayim and Arla are based on the Kavu Chemer from Chadash. Reb Lazar Reb Shimon disagrees and says, Kol mitzvah shenitzdavu Yisrael koidim k'nisas la'aretz, noheges bein ba'aretz bein Chutz Laretz. The mitzvahs that Kalay Yisrael fulfilled before they entered Eretz Yisrael apply even the Chutz Laretz, because they are Chayvas Aguf. La'acha k'nisas la'aretz, einin noheges ela ba'aretz. The mitzvahs that they fulfilled only after they entered Eretz Yisrael apply only in Eretz Yisrael because they are Chayvas Karka. As Rashi explains, Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon holds, like the Tanakhama of our Mishnah, that Chadash in Neheges Eilu Ba'aretz. Chadash applies only in Eretz Yisrael because Biyu Meishav La'acha Yerusha V'Yeshiva Mashma. And as the Gemara later cites a Mishnah, Arla Halacha, the Isser Arla applies in Chutzla, it's based on a Halacha L'Meishav Mesinai. For Klayim and Divri Seifrim, the Isser Klayim applies in Chutzla, it's only Medrabanan. However, Blazer Reb Shimon agrees to two exceptions. She'afa pishin stabu aleim la'achar kanis sasan la'aretz, nahagis bein ba'aretz bein b'chutz la'aretz. Even though they were fulfilled only after the Yidden entered Eretz Yisrael, they do apply even the chutz la'aretz because they are chayvas aguf. They are the mitzvahs of Hashmatas Kisafim, the Shemitah year cancels all loans, and Sheluach Avadim, and the Nebedivri becomes free in the Yabel year. As the Gemara explains, Hashmatas Kisafim applied only after Kinesas in the Arts, because the Pasuk states, Bezed Dvar Hashmita Shamit, and Rebbe explains, Beshtei Shemitas Akasim Adaber, Ach Hashmitas Karkav, Ach Hashmitas Kisafim. The Pasuk makes a hekesh between the Shemitah of land to the Shemitah of loan money, in that Bezman Shatim Shamit Karka, Atim Shamit Kisafim. The Shemitah of loan money applies only during the times when they were Shemitah of land, while the Yidden lived in Eretz Yisrael. However, Bezman Shiyat Meshamet Karka, Iyat Meshamet Kesafim. The Shemitah of loan money does not apply when there is no Shemitah of land, when the Yidden were in the Midbar and after they went to Galus. However, when Shemitah Karka does apply in Eretz Yisrael, it applies to Chutz La'aretz as well, because the Pasuk concludes, Kikara Shemitah La Mikal Malkim. Similarly, Shiluach Avadim applied only after Kinyasas in La'aretz, because the Pasuk states, Ukrasim Dre Ba'aretz, Bizmacha Dre Noig Ba'aretz, Noig B'chutz La'aretz. The halachas of Yevil apply in Chutz La'aretz only when there was Yevil in Eretz Yisrael when the Yidden lived there. However, Ein Dre Noig Ba'aretz, Ein Noig B'chutz La'aretz. Yevil does not apply in Chutz La'aretz when the Yidden did not live in Eretz Yisrael, when the Yidden were in the Midbar, and after they went to Galus. However, when Yevil does apply in Eretz Yisrael, it applies in Chutz La'aretz as well, because the Pasuk states, Yevil hi mikal malkim. The Gemara cites a Mishnah Masechtas Arla. HaChadosh asa min ha-tarah b'chal malkim. The Yisra Chadosh applies everywhere in Midei Raisa, even the Chutz La'aretz. Arla halacha. The Yisra Arla applies even the Chutz La'aretz based on halacha. V'haklaim, and every seifim, the Yisra Klaim applies in Chutz La'aretz only Midei Rabbanan. My halacha. The Gemara cites a machlekes as to the meaning of the word halacha in the case of Arla. Rav Yehuda Mishmul says, Hilchos Medina, as Rashi explains, Hinhiguhu Heimalein B'chutz La'aretz. The people in Chutz La'aretz took upon themselves the Issa Arla, and it is only Midrabanan. While Ulam Rabbi Yechonit says, the Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai rules that Arla is forbidden in Chutz La'aretz, and it is Midrei Raisa. This discussion continues in the next daf.